Cuba signs a trade deal with three American firms. The head of the Sugar Association of the Caribbean says the industry is getting a bum rap, and why Guyanese law students may have to find $2 million Guyana dollars for their studies. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Representatives of three American firms that signed a history-making deal with the Cuban government were said to be flying back home today. The Fidel Castro government insists that it is a one-off deal to replenish stocks in the wake of the devastation caused by Hurricane Michelle. Emma Joseph reports on this, as well as other attempts to rehabilitate Cuba's hurricane-battered infrastructure.
Three U.S. agricultural companies became the first American firms in four decades to sign trade agreements with Cuba. In an unprecedented move, they will supply $20 million U.S. dollars worth of foodstuffs to the communist-ruled island, despite America's long-standing embargo with the Castro government. The companies responded to an appeal from Cuba to buy wheat, corn, soy, and rice at cost after Hurricane Michelle caused widespread crop damage. John Kavulik is the president of the New York-based U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council.
These are commercial transactions under a humanitarian umbrella. U.S. companies are dealing with the inquiry as a one-time event. The Cuban government has reiterated as late as this past weekend that these transactions